This is Scott L.
And this is Doug.
This is Ron.
This is John.
And we are all kind of part of this thing we do every month here on Ghostly Talk, entitled The Discussion on the Recreation of the Philadelphia Experiment, being hosted, I should say, not by Doug and myself, but by Dr. Ron Millione and John Hutchison.
And what we do is we talk about their experimentation in recreating the Philadelphia Experiment, how exciting it is, and how the issues and the problems and the fun and the dreams and the hopes to capture it as a documentary for the whole world to see.
You think 1943 was exciting? You think 1943 was the melting point of physics when people disappeared and the government said it never happened? You haven't seen anything yet! Wait till what we're going to recreate in 2007!
Hollywood? Get ready for the biggest and greatest show of your life with Ron and John that will make your hair stand up on end and fly out of your seat.
For more information and for the schedule to hear John and Ron, visit www.ghostlytalk.com.
And if nothing else works, just bring the blowtorch and duct tape.
Yeah! I'm Michael Cremo, author of Forbidden Archaeology. My website is mcremo.com, mcremo.com, and you're listening to Ghostly Talk.
You are listening to Ghostly Talk with your hosts Doug and Scott L.
Holy terror. Ladies
Holy
and gentlemen.
Holy terror.
Anybody who knows me knows that there is one band on this planet that basically I am a complete nutcase for.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the band you just heard. Speaking of independent music and stuff like that. Holy terror. If you don't, now here's the thing with that. Anybody who's ever really met me and maybe really got into a long conversation with me, Doug's probably heard the story like 400 times, and I'm not going to tell the whole thing here because I'll get
Please,
killed.
God, don't.
But that particular band, I grew up listening to them and stuff like that, and now I'm lucky enough to be good friends with those guys now too. So they let me play their music on the show here. If you want to hear something really cool, actually, that was done here in the Haunted Winery, I actually did an interview with Kurt from Holy Terror, the guitar player of Holy Terror, about two or three weeks ago, because they just released a retrospective CD called
really?
El Revengeo. It's really, really good. And they remixed all the old stuff and put it back out again for people to check out. And you can actually find, if you like that band, if you want to get the CD or whatever, go to HolyTerrorSpeedMetal.com, which is a site that I threw together a number of years ago for these guys.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also listen to that goofy little interview that me and Kurt did. We did like an hour interview and talked about the new album and stuff like that. So it was done here in the Haunted Winery. So if you know you really want to hear me talk some more, go ahead and go on over there and download that interview. But all right, cool. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
I'm Doug.
And I'm Bonnie.
I can see Doug just melting away in his seat as I speak more and
no,
more.
No, that's fascinating.
did you hear that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm so into
Doug was fascinated by that pen.
This
The whole time.
Where did
this.
We get this pen?
I'll let you know in a minute.
Yeah, you know what? We got a whole list we need to go through. I want to get this
do.
Out. This
we
is really important.
Administriviata, but you know what? I have to. There is a story that I need to tell too. So sometime during this hour, I think we got plenty of time to do that.
Oh, you're gonna love it. It's great.
We got this is like this year. Every year it seems to get more and more, and we mention it every year. This year we got all kinds of Christmas stuff in the mail for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Cards, gifts, you name it, all kinds of neat stuff. So we wanted to like just basically acknowledge them. We got a free hour here, and I guess it was a blessing in disguise because we can acknowledge that now.
This just proves further that Ghostly Talk has the best listeners ever.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. What do you got there in front of you, Bonnie?
Well, we have a Christmas card here from Gino.
I'll let you
deal with it.
You want me to read it?
Go ahead, if you want.
Okay. I don't know what Gino's voice is like, so should I?
Oh, jeez.
I think it's
just
spooky.
Spooky?
Yeah.
Ghostly Talk. I want every DJ, every producer, and every director to have a wonderful Christmas. Thanks, Gino Rivera.
Gino, that's fabulous.
Way to go, Gino.
Well,
we're not done.
There's a P.S. on here.
Oh, okay.
P.S. Mail me the radio station to my friends in Detroit or my email. And there's his address. I don't want to give that on the air. So thank you, Gino. We appreciate that. What else
okay.
we got here?
Now we have a very...
Does it say mail me the radio station?
Card.
Mail me the radio station's, station's address.
From Alyssa Tushy Galore. We love her much.
Oh, okay.
She is where the pens came from.
Tushy, these are the most
we got
fabulous
this cool
pens
box
on the
from
planet.
Tushy. We got this awesome box from Tushy. It was just a box of stuff.
Do you want me to read this whole thing?
Go ahead. We're
okay,
not, we got
it says,
time.
Doug, Scott, Ellen, Bonnie. I bought some of these pens for myself, and they're weird and fun, so I grabbed some for you, too. Some of mine needed the ink tube thing replaced, but that's easy enough to do. I hope you enjoy the flicks. It's just a ragtag mix of things I thought you might enjoy. Plus, I know Scott wanted a copy of Prince of Darkness.
You know, I forgot she was going to send me a copy. I have to admit this on the air. I'm going to get in so much trouble. But I remembered it now. But she mentioned a while ago that she was going to send me a copy of my favorite horror film of all time, Prince of Darkness. But when I was out Christmas shopping this year, I was at a store, and I saw it for like $10, right?
Oh, no! I broke the pen!
Doug's flinging stuff at me.
That's a Christmas gift, man.
That's my favorite pen.
Where'd it go?
It's over here. I know exactly where it is.
Well, I don't want to vacuum that up later.
But let me finish.
All right, go ahead.
It says, can you believe it? I got it at that W store for $5 at Halloween. I had planned
Wait, she bought us something at that W store?
Uh-huh.
We can't have this now.
Oh, no. Prince of Darkness. I had planned to get this to you before Christmas.
That's fun, too.
Am I talking?
Yes,
or...
go ahead.
I had planned to get this to you before Christmas, but time has really gotten away from me this season. Can't wait to spend time with you in March. Much love, Alyssa. Tushy galore.
Excellent. Thank you, Tushy. She sent us these really cool pens, some DVDs, and a really nice Christmas
card,
obviously.
I'll let you do this
one. What else we got here? This is actually the ladies at Hot Guest. This is what, okay, I'll give you guys some insight into like the radio booking world, right? There's this really cool company out there called Hot Guest. And every week I get emails from these guys going, hey, you know, according to like, you know, they handle all kinds of clients, right? You know, like somebody comes there and goes, hey, I want you guys to find me shows to talk on about my product or my book or whatever. And these people, it's their job to go out there and find places. So, we're one of the people that they contact to see if they'd like to have a certain person on the show. And we've had some really amazing people on the show as a result of these gals. And Tally.
The Littles.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Tally and Penny at Hot Guest sent us this really cool Christmas card also, so thank you. We got other stuff here.
This one's very personal for me.
Well, let me see it, though. I want to read it.
It's so personal.
It's been here all week, and you could have read it 10 times.
Hi, Bonnie. I want to rub my hands on your sweaty.
Oh, my God.
This is really personal.
That is really personal.
Give me the card back.
Actually, no. This was actually, I think, see, you haven't been here in a while. So we got all kinds
you
of stuff.
You make it sound like I'm slacking.
Well, you were slacking. But that's okay.
I had surgery.
No, your gallbladder was slacking. What's up with that?
Well, it's not there anymore, so...
Well, that's why we had to get rid of it. You're fired. Get alcohol.
We called up the...
Actually, no, this is a really...
Doctor, we said that gallbladder's got to go.
Yeah, this is just affecting our whole model for the year, our whole business model for the year. We got to have the personalities and the talent in place, or it just doesn't work. Okay, so get this gallbladder out of there. No, this is actually a card that you received by...
Yes.
From, who was this? I think we talked about this before you guys
it's
left this weekend.
From Russell.
Okay.
Shut up.
Thank you, Russell.
Virginia.
Seriously, he's in Virginia. I spoke to Will. Will says that he goes by Poppy in the chat room.
Oh, okay, yeah, that guy's awesome. Yeah, we haven't talked to him in a while.
And
yeah,
he said the rest of the signatures are more than likely the people that he works with because everyone he works with listens to Ghostly Talk.
Well, that's totally cool, and thank everybody at Russell's work for signing this card. This is a get-well card for you.
Yes, it is.
So that's really cool.
And you did, so it worked.
Yes, so thank you very much. That was very sweet, mm-hmm. And I love you guys.
Yeah, thank you. That's really cool. Anything else we got floating around over there?
Nope,
good.
I'm tapped
so,
out.
Thank you for people who sent us stuff in the mail or sent us cards. It really makes it. We did get some other stuff. I think actually Sid Haig sent us a card, too. Sid Haig is
cool.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
cool. Over in the pile over there, which we call the library. Yeah, Sid Haig sent us a card, too. I have to find it, but yeah, I don't feel like doing that right now.
Okay.
Thank you, Sid.
Thanks, Sid.
We're going to be seeing Sid next month, probably.
You are.
In Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. That's what I've heard. That's what I've heard. I shouldn't say, like... It's definitely going to happen.
Was
when I say it's definitely
information?
No,
or
no,
is that
no,
public?
No, I don't think so. No, when I say it's definitely going to happen, though, it usually doesn't happen. So maybe, who knows? We'll see what happens. I don't really know.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's that was the holidays there. Thank you, everybody. We appreciate that. Doug, I know that you are biting your nails over here.
Yeah.
Because something when we were on the phone earlier, you're like, I got something to tell you. I'm like, shut up and drive. Get here. Tell me when you get here. I don't want to hear it right now. So I'm going to basically turn my microphone off because you have something you want to talk about.
Yes, this is synchronicity, I think, at its finest. This involves Art Bell.
What do you do now?
This involves Elmer. This involves Nathan.
And unfortunately, I was there for the tail end of it.
And okay. This also involves... our own Miss Bonnie.
Mm-hmm. Yay.
In that she was just physically there. So, anyway, here's what happens. A few days ago, probably last Tuesday, or maybe it was between Christmas and New Year's. I don't remember exactly, but I've got it in my Skype logs, and I'm going to dig out these conversations. They were chat. I was chatting, not verbally chatting, but chatting in text. IMing via Skype with Nathan and Elmer. And Elmer's like... I want to make a list of all of the very important evidence and you know, things like the alien autopsy and you know, the Bigfoot video, and you know, all these big things that have, you know, really affected the paranormal community in one way or the other.
Ah.
The big important stuff, and he wants to make a list and of all these things. Great idea. I thought that's phenomenal.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I would like to see in that list? I would like to see a certain phone call that went into Art Bell's show way back before. Probably before I even knew of Art Bell.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
This was, you know, way back. It was from early years or whatever. It was a phone call of this fellow who was in a plane.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you. That's yes. much cleaner.
Amazing.
Sorry.
I don't know what button you pushed, but push it again. I love it.
Whoa.
This fellow was in a plane. This is what I remembered at the time.
Yeah.
This fellow was in a plane, and he was going to fly into Area 51. And then they, like, scrambled the fighters and everything, and then he fell off the air. And that particular phone call into Art Bell was so amazing to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's what actually made me start listening to him on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
I had downloaded that. It was a file. I know the Premier Radio Network is going to be all really ticked about this, but about 8 years ago, in the days of dial-up, I ran across a website, because, like I said, I really did, when I started Ghostly Talk, when I brought the idea to you and everything like that, it was because I would stay up all night typing, you know, looking for ghost stories, looking for anything paranormal.
Just a minute, you were looking for me.
And yeah, and it took me 3 years to find you. But anyway, so I was...
How romantic.
And now we can't get rid of you.
I was... I really literally would stay up all night searching for anything paranormal related, especially ghost stories.
Yeah.
And I ran across some website, and these are the early days of websites, and it had a file on it, a big file. It was probably a wave, right? It was so...
God, on dial-up, I can just see
it
hours
took forever.
Yeah.
And it was the phone call of this pilot calling into the Art Bell show.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now, you guys, nowadays, well, even probably those days, it was probably illegal to do that. You're not supposed to, you know, break copyright, because I don't think it was... You know, Premier Radio Network's website
presents this file.
Yeah, presents this file for your listening enjoyment. Mm. It was probably somebody who taped it off the air, and that's not what you're supposed to do. So don't do that, you guys.
Bad.
But
don't do.
I had found this, and this was 8 years ago. This was way before Ghostly Talk. This was before, you know, DSL and cable modems. This was this was dial-up days.
Uh-huh.
And I downloaded this file, and I listened to this call, and it changed my life. This call intrigued me. Of course, it's about UFOs, and I'm not a UFO aficionado. I'm interested in them.
Something I want to do more of this year.
I would like to see a UFO, but I would like to learn more about them, that kind of thing. But so we'll hopefully talk, you know, to people about UFOs and aliens. But it's not my main focus.
Yeah, yeah.
But I heard this call, and I thought, wow, this is really, really, really kick butt.
Mm-hmm.
This is awesome, and I listened to the call. I found out that Art Bell's show was on our own AM 800 CKLW.
Mm-hmm.
And plug for them, even though they don't carry us. But anyway, I found that it was on and started listening on a regular basis. Before that, it was hit and miss, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it opened up a whole new world to me. So I told Elmer this the other day. I'm like, in the Skype chat, I'm like, I think that call, it's very, very intriguing, right, mm-hmm. to me. So I searched for it. Now, oh, and by the way, this was before Google. This was, Yahoo was around, but nobody used it. Everybody used WebCrawler.
Oh, man, that's a blast from the past right there.
Everybody used WebCrawler to find their websites. And and it turns out WebCrawler's still around, but they're a meta engine. They're like the, you know, the Yo Mama or whatever engine. Big Mama, everybody's mama, I don't know. But they're one of them that searches all the other ones now. They don't have their own index.
Yeah.
But anyway, they they have this this file. I found the file. I wanted to add it to Elmer's list. I wanted to search for it again now, and I Googled, and I Yahooed, and I did a couple other searches. I could not find this file now. And I don't blame them, you know, because they probably got one of them free websites or something like that, and it's probably been
sucked up, never maintained.
And
it's been sucked
down
the tube of the Internet.
Right. So I'd have to search the Internet Archive, and I'm not about to do that because that's really difficult. But I ended up reading a thing on it. And I told simultaneously with talking to Elmer about this, I talked to Nathan about this as well, and I did call him the other night, and he does remember me talking about it. So it wasn't anything I dreamed up. And I searched. I did not find it, but I did find a reference to some post, I don't remember if it was a post to a blog or if it was a post to a message board, but somebody or other wrote that every year on April 1st, on April Fool's Day, Art Bell has a prank call. And I believe that they tied that into a prank call, and I was searching on specific terms, you know, Area 51, pilot, private plane, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I was searching on very specific terms, and so I think that it was tied to that particular call. And I was like, oh, man, I am so bummed out.
That sounds like my Hellraiser story with the Max Lictor's site we had on the show.
Right, exactly.
You're so bummed out, you know, if it's a hoax.
I was so bummed out. I'm like, oh, it was such a good call, a pivotal call, because it's what made me start listening to Art regularly. You know, I mean, it was fascinating. It was something I happened across, which are oftentimes the most fascinating things. And it was about, you know, Area 51, cover-ups, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
Really, really fascinating stuff. And I'm like, bummer, this sucks. But we're driving.
It gets better.
We're driving.
I'm dying right now in anticipation.
I know you're on the edge of your seat. I see that. Perfect.
Now
the seat's
going to
break.
Now I'm on the edge of my seat.
Oops. So
this feels kind of good.
Oh,
put it on your sciatic.
No, I mean on your back. It feels
so
good. All right, sorry.
So we're driving down to Indianapolis this weekend.
Yeah.
We left on Thursday night, and oh my gosh, delay after delay after delay. Right. Puts us just entering Indiana around 1 a.m.
You guys left here about 9:30.
We got caught by a car fire.
Yeah.
Well, those are always fun, though, to watch.
We didn't get to see it.
We didn't get to see the car fire. How do you think car fires start? We had a lot of time. We had way too much time on our hands.
You guys discussed how a car fire starts?
Yes. How do you think a car fire starts?
Naturally, internal combustion engine sometimes has malfunctions in the mechanics of it.
No.
That's way too deep.
Car matches.
Car matches.
Doug came up with that all on his own.
Keep going. Okay. So, yeah, that was all on my own.
We got to go to break in 4 minutes, man.
Thank heaven.
Warren, you're right.
Thank heaven for that. So I turn on Art Bell. I turn on Coast to Coast thinking it wasn't going to be Art Bell because I didn't get the chance to check their website or anything.
Yeah.
But I, you know, so of course I'm tuning in all these weird AM stations because I have no clue in the middle of Indiana what station he's on. So I finally found it, and it's actually Art. It's not George Norrie. It's Art Bell. And
I think I read earlier this week that Art Bell was going to be standing in this weekend or something like that.
Okay.
I was on the site earlier this week.
Well, I know he's back in the United States. And
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's back in the United States.
Let's talk gossip, Doug.
Things didn't work out in the Philippines
with Art?
No. Actually, they went very well. He is now going to be a father, and he wants his child to be a United States citizen, uncontestedly a United States citizen. So
I didn't know that.
Him and Aaron are in the United States,
desert. Congratulations, Art.
And they're going to have the child here in the United States. So,
all right.
Anyway, what happens is he's here. He's on the air, weirdly, on a Thursday. And we listen to the news and everything like that. You know, he goes over the weird news and the weird politics and stuff. And that's good. And then he says, coming up in the next hour, I'm going to have Whitley Strieber. I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is heaven. This is, like, this is the absolute best. He goes, we're going to talk about what we always talk about. We talk about the weather. I'm like, yeah, it's been weird weather. I love this. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic. This is the night to be driving to Indianapolis. This is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And so he
then
says,
guess what happened?
He also said, unfortunately for Bonnie, he says, but first, after this break, between this break and the next hour when we're going to have Whitley, I'm going to play you a call that I got in 1996 from a guy who was going to fly his plane into Area 51.
Oh!
And land it and find out what was going on there and tell us about it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I was just looking for that call, actively searching the internet for that call. And I thought that I had read that it was a, you know, a prank, that it not a prank, but an April Fool Day joke.
Mm-hmm.
So I had dismissed it, but now Art's going to play it, and I just don't get it. So anyway, after the break, of course, we changed stations a couple times, because that's what you do with AM in the middle of Indiana.
Oh, yeah.
And we heard the call. And afterwards he says, and I'll just let you know, I've talked with the girlfriend of this pilot, this private pilot.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked with the girlfriend. The girlfriend has never seen from him or heard from him again. Never seen him or heard from him again.
Really?
Since 1996 when he did that stunt.
Oh, my God.
And a lot of people are saying, oh, that's a fake call. And a lot of people are saying, well, I don't know, you hear the engines in the background, so... I don't know. He doesn't know what to make of it. I know I don't know what to make of it, but additionally, I don't know what to make of that. Is that such a remarkable coincidence? I mean...
That's creepy, because if you were just working on that this week... you were, correct? I just want to verify.
Right. I believe it was last Tuesday. Nathan thinks it was... like between Christmas and New Year's, but I think it was last Tuesday. It's in my Skype. I can.
Well,
I'll
that was
it
like,
in my
how
Skype
long ago? How long was that? When was that? Did he say on the air this weekend? When that was broadcasted?
1996, and I believe I heard it in 1997 or 1998.
So that's like 11 years ago. This thing was broadcasted.
Right.
And I don't know if he's brought that thing out since then, except for this.
How often does Art Bell play a single call? I've heard him play whole hours.
We had
to fill in.
What I think was hilarious is the night that we were on Coast to Coast AM. The last hour they played that show for that call from JC.
Yeah, JC. Yeah.
Which I thought was just totally fitting with our personalities.
Actually,
you guys couldn't have picked it better, man.
They do that to fill an hour.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
This filled like 20 minutes. You know, so he still had to go on the air during that half hour, and I'm like, what. I just don't hear him play a single call. He's not supposed to be in the United States.
Uh-huh.
He's not supposed to be broadcasting on a Thursday. And he plays the exact call that I was actively searching the internet for and was depressed about that I read a note, you know, that said, no, that was probably
a hoax.
So now,
an April Fool's Day joke.
Of joke,
so
yeah.
Now you tell us.
What are the odds?
You, Doug and Art, share the same brain. Is it a glitch in the Matrix?
Is this, like
or
a, is this a multiple
what was
choice
another
question?
One of the series that we came up with on our drive?
We
actually talked to the Matrix helpline, too.
Yes, we called the Matrix helpline.
Oh, it was a good trip.
it was quite a trip. I'll tell you that while we're on break, and then you can tell me whether or not we can air the
Probably
Matrix
not.
Helpline
Probably
call.
Not.
Okay, why don't we do that? This is Ghostly Talk. I am Scott L.
I am astounded and flabbergasted, and I'm Doug.
And I'm Bonnie. I'm scared.
Do you feel like there's something happening in your home or business? Something you can't explain? Do you think that whatever is happening seems to be paranormal? Do they exist? Florida Ghost Hunters at FloridaGhostHunters.com are looking for haunted locations throughout Central Florida. Let the team at Florida Ghost Hunters investigate your paranormal experience. Their mission is to disprove a haunting with science, to find a reasonable explanation to a problem, and whatever is left becomes evidence. FloridaGhostHunters.com. If you've experienced paranormal activity in your home or business, you are urged to visit FloridaGhostHunters.com and click Need Help. FloridaGhostHunters.com.
Paranormal? Do you have things in your house that go bump in the night? Do you have flying orbs that come out of your closet? Or are your son or daughter having tea parties with someone who's not there and then telling you about them? Constantly talking about them? Does your son or daughter ever fall down on the floor and their eyes roll back in their head and they start talking backwards, drawing pentagrams on the walls? Perhaps, even, you've seen something come out of their mouth, like a huge spectral beam of light, or you photograph something weird. For instance, your dog looking at the ceiling and howling for no reason. If this is you, you may want to download the Louisville Ghost Hunter Society's official podcast at www.louisvillegs.com or on iTunes. Check out our podcast page for more information, and please do something about your home, because it sounds haunted. Very haunted.
What would be so wrong asking for a gallon of Great Concord jelly for Christmas?
You said you wanted to rub it.
After that.
Oh. over your... I can't say it without throwing up.
My beautiful body.
It's not helping me.
Oh, Doug, remember when we were talking about buckets?
Yes.
I think we need vomit buckets.
Okay.
Yeah!
We were thinking
spittoons,
but buckets would be fine.
Okay, so, well, no.
For the studio redesign project.
You see, you guys, we'd love to have everybody sitting here in the studio so they could hear all the crap we talk about in between in between official, like, Ghostly Talk dialogue.
The only thing I'm really happy about this past break is that we do not record our break.
Oh, my God.
Because that would have bring nightmares.
Well, that was, yeah, I mean... Well, we get into, you know, a lot of times we just, you know, because we kind of cut the policy of smoking in the actual studio, because after about 3 hours of just like each person taking turns,
you just can't see each other after
you
the
can't
second
see
hour.
Each other, and I found that my voice gets a lot more hoarse towards the end of the show because we used to do that. So
yeah.
Yeah,
this has been Ghostly Talk.
By the way, somebody sent us, speaking of that voice.
Oh, no. I think I know who you're referring to about.
Well, yeah, was I the only one who saw that? I think you guys saw that, too, didn't you, about the, what's her name? I forgot her name now. Sylvia Brown. The Sylvia Brown thing. You guys know what I'm talking about?
No.
Well, dude, I'm going to cue it up, man. Hey, hang on.
Oh, no.
I think I can find it, dude.
Oh, this is going to be awesome.
No, it's not going to be. It's going to be horrible.
I also...
Well, no, let me find this thing.
You go ahead and find that.
Yeah.
I also want to thank Sean and Katrina.
Absolutely.
Sean H. and April. Sean H. looks phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely phenomenal. He's back to his weight when he was in the military. And I'm telling you, he looks fabulous, and I am so jealous.
And Sabrina, love you, girl.
Sabrina,
oh my God.
You go, girl. Oh, my God. Sabrina was insanely cool.
I spelled her name wrong, didn't I?
And incredibly informative on...
That's all right. Now it's Yelvia.
Yeah, that's not good, man.
S-Y.
I think that should be it, huh?
Incredibly informative on Exorcist info.
Oh, yeah,
the
she
movie.
Knows everything about Exorcist the movie.
Who's that?
Sabrina.
Wait, which...
She is Katrina's cousin.
Yep.
And she rocks.
Oh, really?
She absolutely rocks.
And she knows everything there is to know about Exorcist the movie.
She was telling us... Sean would ask her a question, because she works in films. She does horror films.
Uh-huh.
And Sean kept asking her all these questions, like, well, why do they do that, or how do they do that? And she'd be like, oh, well... Blah, 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 blah. And I'm just sitting there looking at her like, okay, I could sit and listen to you talk all night.
All right, let's try this. I guess this is the one. So let's hear it. Let's see what happens.
I lost my boyfriend tragically a few years ago. They never found him. And I've had such a hard time since. Every day.
The reason why you didn't find him is because he's in water.
This is the one.
And find him in water, it's like the girl that's missing in Aruba. You can't find somebody.
Well, it was September 11th. There was no... He was a fireman, but... There was
no, see, I keep seeing him in water. Is there any way he could have drowned in water some way?
They never found a piece of him. Nothing.
From 9/11.
Because he says he couldn't breathe and he was filled with water.
Hmm.
Well, if they were trying to put the fire out, Montel.
They could have, you know,
I like how Montel...
No, they won't find him, but honey, that's okay, because it doesn't matter if they find him or not, he's still over there.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello.
Please welcome Michael to the show. Michael.
Why? I don't understand.
That was the most recent one. No, it was, Now, when we initially, somebody sent us a message on that and said that she gets owned hard, man. She's totally just gets exposed. I mean, I don't know. That's a tough one to argue, because she's saying that, you know, her boyfriend drowned. And the lady says, well, my boyfriend died he died during 9/11. I imagine in one of the Twin Towers. He was a fireman, right? So, the idea was, well, they're not consistent with each other. She says that he drowned, and then she says that he died in 9/11. Well, those are two huge things. There's a lot of dynamics involved with that, I think, right? And don't you think, I mean, and I'm not defending Sylvia Brown anyway here, but it seems like maybe he did drown. I mean, they're firemen. One of the tools of the trade, from what I understand, tell me if I'm wrong, is water, right?
Mm-hmm.
there were a lot of depressions, from what I understand, from those buildings coming down and putting the fires out and stuff like that. So maybe he could have drowned. We hear of people drowning in 1 inch of water, right? That's happened to children and stuff like that. Suffice to say, maybe this man did drown. Who knows? I mean, it's just, I've heard a lot of people over and over again. I've seen this video posted up all over the place, too.
I don't see where it's incongruous. I don't see that there's an incongruity between what Sylvia says and what the fact or the presumption that the lady was not kidding,
that her
boyfriend was lost in the World Trade Center bombing. So a plane thing, you know. I don't see an issue between that. I think the message is that, you know, they won't find him.
Yeah, exactly.
And
it's unfortunate.
And that
obviously.
He's still, you know.
Well, people
around,
have just been cruising around. Like I said, we got the news on that one like really quick and said, oh man, Sylvia Brown, she totally got blown out this time.
I don't see any issue with that.
My initial reaction was like, I don't really see her being. I mean, when people were telling me that, I'm like expecting her to like say, like, you know, like somebody like set her up or something like that, and then they nail her or something like, you know.
I don't see any issue with this particular thing. I think she did. I think she said what she felt or whatever, and she sees water. She hears from him water, whatever. I don't know how it works exactly, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so she passed that message along.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, it wasn't understood, and, of course, who was there? Who knows?
Well,
who knows what happened?
Like,
tell me there were no water pipes in the building.
Well, there's a huge basis for argument, because Sylvia says that he died in water, which is just a very open-ended statement, in my opinion. The Earth is covered with 70% water right there alone. I mean, now, okay, where? What water?
I would say I know one person who died in water that I can think of.
But then this lady says he died in 9/11, which was a huge disaster. What, 3,000 or 4,000 people died in that?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a huge open-ended statement there, too. But my initial impression for that was not...
Well, unless you were
Sylvia's
there.
Sylvia's been exposed. Let's take her down.
That's not what I see.
That's burn her at the stake. I don't want to... I think that was the wrong impression people should have gotten from that.
Yeah, I don't see that at all, really.
Mm-hmm.
I see, you know, okay, well, there's an issue. More research needs to be done, or you need to take both of them at face value. And I think in this case, we have to take both of them at face value.
Uh-huh. Here's what we have for the next hour planned, too. This is the way this is going to work out. This has only happened a couple times in the history of Ghostly Talk.
Yes.
The original plan was to have Tracy DeFeo on the show, which we are still going to have, technically speaking.
True. That is true.
Earlier this week, we were contacted, and Tracy said, you know, I really would rather tape the interview.
Right.
So we said, yeah, no problem, absolutely. So what you're going to be hearing for the next hour is a taped interview while we sit back and relax and chill out. Which, these are kind of fun to do in that respect, because it's like, it's kind of getting a free hour, you know, where we just kind of just chill back and let the show run itself for a change. So what you're going to be hearing here in the next hour is going to be our talk with Tracy DeFeo.
Speaking of which, let me set this back.
Oh, God, please. That would be a disaster in its own right, wouldn't
it? That would be really interesting.
How much stuff did you change?
Just that one.
Just that one thing? You're sure?
Positive.
Oh, my God. I hope it doesn't break on us.
We shall see.
But what you're going to be hearing in the next for the last hour of Ghostly Talk tonight is going to be a taped interview. I think, Bonnie, are you going to hang out in the chat room and just kind of keep people in line? Or do you...
Keep them in line?
Well, keep them in line.
Right? Isn't that...
Yes, I do, with my iron fist.
Perfect.
Okay, so you're going to hang out in the chat room.
Yeah.
Okay, then. Cool. So Bonnie will be in the chat room. I think Doug and I are going to be getting our backs rubbed down by Yuanda and Helga, who are our new masseuse ladies.
Excuse me?
Well, you're busy, Bonnie. I'm sorry. You're busy. I'm going to get beat up really bad on the break, aren't I? Or the whole hour.
Not a very fun hour for us. But however, I was here during the taping of the Tracy DeFeo
interview. Yeah, it was really cool talking to her.
It was fantastic to talk to her. It'll be very interesting. Hopefully enlightening. I know I raised my eyebrows a couple times, and I hope that you guys enjoy it.
Yeah.
I know that it was a pleasure and an honor to have her on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to thank also...
Jason Hawes for dropping in. Oliver will be on the show. Oliver will be coming on the show. So, you know, like I said, it was another, you know, he has things to go on, and family always comes first. That's what we always say here.
John Teeter. We will talk about John Teeter sometime in 2007. That's my prediction.
Oliver said, you know, I'll get a cell phone if I have to. I'm like, no, don't do it. No. you're fine. Don't worry about it. We'll do it another time. So he will be coming on very soon. We're going to work that out. So sorry again, but, you know, family comes first. But I tell you what, we're going to do this thing. We're going to go to break here, and we're going to kick back and let you guys listen to this interview we had with Tracy DeFeo earlier this week.